We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're doing the numbers, or trying to. I mean, the books are kind of coming in from all... I have too many points of contact, too many places to count books. It's The Magic of Books, which is this campaign that we have undertaken this week and next week only. So there's a deadline on it. 1,000 books by the end of next week. We can do this.
Yeah, and you know what? We just did a rough count. We've got about 157 books that have already come in. Okay. So we're getting there. Yeah. We're already moving toward that goal.
Can you? Do you have the email... Actually, I have a printout of it here somewhere that you forwarded to Sue and I about the lovely woman who emailed, got it right here. Dear David, Sue, and Kendra, I've been a fan of your show for years. FYI, I ordered 11 books from your list, all from Amazon. You're doing a good thing for the kids. Reading is an essential building block of education. It's also a lot of fun. Hope these books help the cause. That's from Larry of Sudbury, Massachusetts, who's ordering 11 books on Amazon. We couldn't make this easier because if you go to the Magic website, you can find the books that they want and you just click the link and it'll take you right to Amazon so you can order them.
Yeah, super easy. So if you want to pick ones off the wish list, you can do that. Or if you just want to go shopping, I did it yesterday, and pick books that you loved as a kid, we'll take them. Just books that will appeal to young readers like 3 to 8 years old. And, you know, if you buy one, we appreciate it. If you buy 10, we appreciate it. Whatever you can do.
Yeah, I even went on my, like, the Scholastic website because I have my kids are all in school, so I have all the links for all that. And it, you know, so I went in, I bought a ton of them. I have them now. You know, I brought them in this morning. And
did you ever do a Scholastic book fair at your kid's school?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They still do them, yeah.
We did that for all three of our kids in elementary school. Somebody listening right now, this is a challenge to somebody listening. Somebody listening knows the Scholastic rep. Or has some contact with Scholastic where they could call them up and say, hey, Magic is doing this thing where they need kids' books. And you could score, I'm not talking about 5 or 6, I bet you could score like 30 or 40 or 50 books or something like
easily,
that.
Easily, yeah.
You know, call them up. You do enough business with Scholastic through the book fairs at your kid's school year after year after year. Now is the time to step up. And by the way, the books aren't for us. They're for Read Boston, which is this incredible organization that gets books into the hands of children.
Who really need them.
They're low-income families in the city of Boston at an age when they really, really need it.
Yeah, 3 to 8. Hey, another idea we had was if you work for a big company, maybe you say, hey, if we can collect as employees 50 books, would you be willing to match? And so we'd appreciate something like that, too.
It's funny. I was telling my daughter, Emma, that we were doing this for kids in need, that they don't have books, kids that are basically the ages of you and your brothers. And she looked at me like, what do you mean they don't have books like to read?
Isn't it funny?
You have no idea. You're so lucky that you have.
Right.
The opportunity to read at night and enjoy a book.
Well, you said this yesterday, Sue. It's like, you know, for your family and Kendra, for yours and for my family, if I want a book, or they got books when they were babies. People gave them books as presents. You want a book, you go buy a book. For many low-income families, they don't just go and buy a book. They just don't have that many books for their kids to choose from. And if you're somebody who takes that for granted, now you can provide that to a kid in another family.
So. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.